Hallelujah. May peace be with brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah. 愿神的平安与大家同在。
This morning, the topic for our mutual encouragement is while I live.
今天早上要用我还活着的时候跟大家勉励。
Why God created us human being?
为什么神要创造人类呢
？Because He wants us to live.
因为他要我们活着。
Let's turn to the book of Genesis, chapter 2.
我们首先看创世纪第二章。
The book of Genesis, chapter 2.
创世纪的第二章。
Verse 7.
第七节。创世纪第二章第七节，神用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人，名叫亚当。
This Bible verse tells us the profound truth of how God created the first human being.
在这边告诉我们一层非常基本的道理，也就是神如何造人类。
He used dust.
他用尘土。
We know dust is very humble.
我们都知道尘土是没有价值的。
But because of God using it.
但是因为神用了这个尘土
God breathed the air into the nostril of the first human being.
造好之后用生气吹在他的鼻孔里
And then he became a living being.
那么这个所造的尘土的人就变成一个有灵的活人
And then his name is called Adam.
有名字叫亚当
In Chinese it's called 活人 but in English it's called living being.
那么在这边说到以中文来说是活人也就是有动作的一个人
Also we callHuman is called human being.
那么就好像说我们说人人类是一样，就是能够动的。
Why is called being?
为什么说为什么用这个字呢
？That means why we live, we can do many things.
也就是说，除了人之外呢，我们在活的时候可以做很多的事情。
It's a present continuous tense.
那么是一个进行式的动作。
Why we live, we can do a lot of things.
既然是进行式，也就是说我们活着的时候可以做很多的事情。
When our life ends, we cannot do the things on earth.
反过来说，一个人如果死了，生命没了，什么都不能做了。
So how long can a typical human being live?
那么，人能够活多久呢
？Let's turn to the book of Psalm chapter 90.
我们请看诗篇九十篇。
Psalm chapter 90.
诗篇的第九十篇。
Verse 10.
第九十篇的第十节。
Psalm chapter 90, verse 10.
九十篇第十节，诗篇，我们一生的年日是七十岁，若是强壮，可以到八十岁，但其中所轻夸的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，我们便如飞而去。
Here the Bible gives us the average lifespan of a human being.
圣经在这边已经说到人类平均的年龄到底多少
？Actually, the Bible is very scientific.
圣经可以说是科学根据的。
Even more than 3,000 years ago.
就算是三千年前的。
At that time, even though there's no medical science,
在那个时间点所写出来的也没有什么医学根据的。
But God gave Moses this profound truth of knowing the average lifespan of a human.
但是神启示摩西，让他知道说人能够活多久。
Of course, some may live shorter, some may live longer.
是的，有的人活得短，有的人活得长。
Generally speaking, from 70 to 80.
但是一般而言，平均七十到八十。
Of course, if you're stronger, you can live longer.
是的，有的人身体比较强壮的，也许可以活久一点。
We don't know exactly how long we are going to live.
我们都不知道自己呢，到底可以活多久。
Because God wants to keep this a secret to you and me.
因为神要将这个岁数的这个数字呢，当成我们之间的秘密。
He won't tell us.
他也不会告诉我们。
Until the day that has come.
直到那一天来临的时候。
God really wants us to make good use of every day we live and to do something very important.
但是神的目的就是让我们能够在活的时候做每一天有意义的事情。
So now we are going to talk about a few things that God really wants us to do.
所以今天我们要提出几点呢？神期待我们做什么
？In the Bible, what we can find, why we live, why we are alive, what should we be doing?
从圣经里面，我们要能够找到说，为什么我们要活着？我们该做些什么事情
？The first point is.Giving birth and raising children.
首先，也就是要养儿育女。
Let's turn to the book of Genesis, chapter 5.
我们请看创世纪五章。
Chapter 5, verse 1 to 5.
创世纪第五章一到五节。创世纪的第五章一到五节，亚当的后代记在下面。当神造人的日子，是照着自己的样式造的。第二节，并且造男造女，在他们所造的日子，神赐给他们。赐福给他们，称他们为人。第三节，亚当活到一百三十岁，生了一个儿子，形象样式和自己相似，给他起名叫赛特。第四节，亚当生赛特之后，又再世八百年，并且生儿养女。第五节，亚当共活了九百三十岁就死了。
Here tell us the first human being is called Adam.
这里说到人类第一代的祖先亚当
，Who was made by God?
那么亚当神所造的。
So that's why we call our God our heavenly Father.
所以我们说，我们称天上的父叫天父。
Because the first human being come from God.
因为第一个人类是由天父所造。
When God made Adam, He made Adam in His own image.
当神造亚当的时候，是以他的形象来造。
What image?
什么样的样式？
Does it mean two eyes, one nose, one mouth?
是不是告诉我们说像现在这个样，两眼一鼻一个嘴呢？
It's not about that physical image.
并不是讲的说我们现在看得到外表这个样式。
When God made human being, He used His spiritual image, holiness, truth, love, put in Adam.
当神造人类亚当的第一个人类亚当的时候呢，是用他属灵的形象，也就是那个爱、那个纯、那个圣洁来造的。
And afterward.Adam lived in this world.
之后呢，亚当就活在世界上。
And if you read the whole chapter, it repeats the same thing.
如果我们读了第五章，全部都重复一句话。
So and so lived, so and so raised children, so and so died.
我们看到谁生了，谁养儿育，生儿养女了，然后谁死了。
Of course, not everyone will choose to get married or raise children in modern lifestyle.
当然，在现在这个时代，不是每一个人都会选择结婚或是生儿养女。
But most of us.Do have a family and have children, next generation to raise up.
但是大部分的我们都有一个家庭，都有生儿养女来养活这个家。
For those of us who have children to raise, actually, the majority of the portion of our life spent on raising children.
今天我们有生儿养女的人，身为父母的人，都花自己的大半的时间，为了要照顾自己的儿女。
For example, if you start to meet opposite sex or dating like 20 some years old.
比如说，在二十几岁，我们开始要找对象的时候，三十岁也许结婚了，
然后
就开始有小孩、家庭。
From 30 to 60 something, you particularly just work so hard, earn money to raise up your children.
我们一般看到，从三十岁到六十岁，这些当父母的人就很努力的工作，为了就是要能够把儿女养大。
So raising the family occupied.The main part of our life.
所以养活整个家庭呢，占了人类很大一个部分。
And nowadays we have to work so hard to support our family.
那么特别是今天的环境之下，每一个家庭都要非常努力的工作，为了要让能够家庭养活。
Genesis chapter 3 verse 19 tells us.
我们请看创世纪三章十九节，这边告诉我们十九节，你必流汗满面才能糊口，直到你归了土，因为你是从土而来，你本是尘土。乃要归于尘土。
Because human being committed sin, the land was cursed.
因为人犯罪之后呢，土地被咒诅了。
So we have to work extra hard to get food to feed our family.
所以在这边说到要能够要必须要特别努力，汗流满面才能够糊口啊。
In the agricultural society, people have to sweat so hard to farm the land to get food.
以前在农民时代的时候，农夫必须要非常努力，汗流满面才能够种得吃的。
In the commercial society, we work even harder, but not our physical strength, but our mind, our soul, our everything.
在今天工业发展国家里面，虽然我们不用体力来汗流满面，但是我们的脑力简直是绞尽脑汁为了要糊口。
Sometimes I ask the church member how much hours do you work? Sometimes I work 10 hours a day, some even 12 hours a day, 6 days a week.
我问一下弟兄姐妹说，每天工作几个小时？有人工作十小时、十二小时。一个礼拜六天的工作。
Some even 7 days a week for the particular period in their life.
那么有些时候在他们的生活里面，必须要一个礼拜七天都要工作。
Life is very tough.
是的，我们的生活都非常的困难。
But why we do have to work so hard?
但是反过来看，我们为什么要这么努力工作呢
？Most people have an idea in the world.
每一个人都有这样的想法。
I want to work harder to save more money for my next generation.
今天我能够努力工作，就是为了我下一代呢能够积存多一些钱。
Psalm chapter 17.
我们请看诗篇十七篇。
Psalm chapter 17, verse 14.
诗篇十七篇第十四节。
Psalm 17, 14.
诗篇第十七篇的第十四节，第十四节，耶和华，求你用手救我脱离世人，脱离那只在今世有福分的世人。你把你的财宝充满他们的肚腹，他们因有儿女就心满意足，将其余的财物留给他们的婴孩。
This is the concept of the people in this world.
这节说明了今天人活在世界上最大的目的何在。
They give birth to children.
也就是生儿育女之后。
They raise up the children.
把他们养大。
They work so hard.
那么努力的工作
，They try to build up more wealth and then pass on the next generation.
努力工作积存财富，就是要把这个财富能够交给下一代。
And when they see the next generation having a lot of money, a lot of houses, a lot of land, then They feel very peaceful. They feel very happy.
我们看到现在的父母亲觉得说下一代供非常的非常的有钱，非常的富足，觉得说哎，这才是对的。
This particularly important in the concept of Chinese people, Oriental people.
我们都知道这样的观念，尤其在东方人呢最加严重。
Especially whatever inheritance will pass on the next generation.
换句话，上一代所有的积蓄、所有的财富就要交给下一代。
However, if you look at the world today.
但是呢，我们看看今天的世界。
Having a lot of money left for the next generation may not be the best thing to them.
换句话呢，交给下一代一大堆的财富，不见得是最好的。
Why?
为什么
？Because it may cause a lot of division among children themselves.
因为呢，这些财富反而会造成下一代呢的分家了。
Because Oriental people they don't like to make will.
因为呢，我们看到东方人不喜欢所谓的立遗书。
They think that this.About death, it's not lucky. I don't want to mention about this.
因为他东方人觉得活着的时候呢，就写这个东西太糟糕了。
And then they don't want to put.
换句话，他们不想要做这样的事情。
And after they die.
然后呢，当他们去世之后
，the father, the mother have so much money.
他们发现说上一代留下这么多的财富。
And then they start fighting.
这些小孩子，这下一代呢就开始争产了。
They start going to court.
那么甚至把这个事情带到法院去了。
It become a soap opera for the society to see.
那么从新闻上就变成一个很好看的一出戏了。
It is very sad.
事实上是很悲剧一场。
And sometimes the children receive huge amount of inheritance.
有时候我看到下一代得到上一代留下大型的大的财富。
They don't need to work.
他们不需要再工作了。
So what can they do in their life if I don't need to work?
那么这下一代未来要做些什么，其实自己都不知道。
They lose the direction in life.
换句话，他们人生的方向已经都失去了。
So that's why now there is some smarter and wiser entrepreneur in the Western society.
所以今天我们看到西方一些企业家比较聪明的企业家。
They start to know I don't want to give money to my children.
他们开始认知到这一点，不应该把财富留给下一代。
If I die, I give all to the charity.
换句话，如果我今天去世的话，我把所有的财富全部交给这个慈善机构。
There was an entrepreneur that said.
那么有这么一个企业家这么说
I don't want to leave money to my children.
他说我不要留下任何财产给我的小孩。
Why?
为什么
Because if the children they are smart,
如果我的小孩是聪明的
they don't need me to give them money. They can be successful.
如果他们是聪明的话，我不需要给他们留下一毛钱，他们一样会成功。
If they don't have the ability,
今天如果他们是没有能力的
if they are not smart,
他们不够聪明的话
if they are not wise,
他们不够智慧的话
I give them all the money.
就算我给了他全部的财产
I harm them even more.
甚至会让他们更糟糕的。
The Bible already tells us.
圣经里面告诉我们很清楚。
Our hope, our goal of raising children should not be just building up money and restoring for them.
告诉我们说，我们财富积存不是为了下一代而积存。
What is the purpose of raising children?
所以今天我们要探讨说，我们为什么要生儿养女呢？
The Bible gives us one very important concept.
圣经里面告诉我们一个很重要的观念。
The book of Malachi, chapter 2, verse 15.
我们请看马拉基书第二章十五节。
Malachi, chapter 2, verse 15.
马拉基书第二章的第十五节，虽然神有灵的余力能造多人，他不是单造一人吗？为何只造一人呢？乃是他愿人得虔诚的后裔，所以当谨守你们的心，谁也不可以诡诈带幼年所娶的妻。
Here tells us God could have created a lot of human beings on the first day.
换句话，神当然有这样的能力，能够造许多的人类。
God can say, okay, let it be 10 million people on the whole world cover 5 continents in one day.
神他可以大大的可以说，我们来创造十亿人口，然后遍布全地。
But why God only made one human being in the first day?
为什么神在第一天创造的时候就造这么一个呢？
Because God wants the process to be slow.
因为神要让这个整个程序呢慢慢的来。
When the process is slow, you have time to teach your children about God.
当整个程序是渐渐发展的，那就有时间来教导下一代。
God's plan was Adam looked like God, have the image of God.
神的计划是神造亚当，亚当像神。
And then Adam's children should look like Adam, also should look like God.
所以换句话，当亚当生了后裔之后，他应该要像亚当，也要像神。
The character, the spirituality.
换句话，他的性质，他的内涵，都要像神才对。
This was the purpose.
这才是造人的目的。
However, it was lost.
但是在这过程当中，就失去这个目的了。
So today, if we have family.
今天如果我们有要养家的话。
If you choose to have a family, choose to have children.
如果今天我们选择有家庭有小孩。
Our goal to raise them up is make sure they look like God, they have the image of God in their hearts.
所以我们的目标要养育小孩的话，就要让他有神的形象在心里才对。
When I raise up this child.
当我们要养小孩的时候。
What kind of school they go, of course, is very important, but it's not the most important.
是的，我们都会注意他要去上哪个学校，很重要，但是不是最重要。
The most important is, do they have God in their hearts?
最重要的是他们在心里面是否有神呢？
The holiness.
是不是有神的圣洁？
The love
是不是有神的爱？
Is it in their hearts?
是不是这些都存在他们的心里面？
If it's in their hearts,
如果真的存在，
you raise up them, you already complete your task.
那么今天我们养育出这样的后代，真的是非常完整。
If they do not look like God,
如果今天我们养的后代是不知道、不爱神的，
they don't look like God, they don't have the image of God.
换句话，他们根本长得不像神，心里没有神。
Then you have to ask.
那么我们就要问问自己了。
I myself, do I have the image of God in me?
我们是要不要问问自己说，我自己是不是有神的形象在心里呢？
We have to have the image of God, and then they can have the image of God.
首先，我们要有神的形象在心里面，我们才能够教导下一代有神的形象在心里。
The way we talk in the family.
今天我们在家里讲的话。
The way we behave in the family.
今天我们在家里做的事。
The children, they all looking and copying.
我们下一代都看在眼里面的。
So while we are living.
所以我们为什么我们要活着的时候。
We have to be responsible to our family.
当我们活的时候，我们对家庭要有交代。
To raise up the faith.
要有这样的责任，能够兴起下一代的信仰。
There's more than you give them anything in the world.
这一点比我们给他全世界更重要。
The second point.
第二点。
While we are living, we should praise God and give thanks to Him.
当我们还活的时候，我们要懂得来赞美神。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 63.
我们请看诗篇六十三篇。
Verse 4.
诗篇六十三篇第四节。
Psalm chapter 63, verse 4.
诗篇六十三篇第四节，我还活的时候要这样称颂你，我要奉你的名举手。
Here the Bible tells us, while I live, I should give praise and thanks to you and lift up my hands to you.
啊，这里告诉我们非常直接，我还活的时候我要称颂你，而且要举手奉你。
Why a person will say, while I live?
为什么一个人会说我还活着的时候
？If you are healthy, if you are very smooth, if you everything is okay, you will not think why I live. You think you live forever.
今天我们想想，如果我们一切顺利、一帆风顺的时候，我们不会想用这一句话说我还活的时候。
If you say why I'm living, why I'm still alive, that means already you have been facing something that could threaten your life.
今天有一个人，我们说我还活着的时候，那这个人我们想必他一定遇到生活上很大的困难，甚至濒临死亡的时候。
Maybe you have a very heavy sickness.
也许病得很重了。
Maybe the doctor tells you you're gonna got have a year left.
也许医生已经宣判我们的生命只有半年了。
Then you say, oh wow, I'm still living. I have to do this and that.
那么这个时候我们就会说，如果我还活的时候，我想做这个做那个。
If you just have a car accident.
如果我们刚刚出了车祸。
Ah, but you never die. But you didn't die.
但是呢，没事。
Wow, you thank God. Why I'm still living? I should do this.
我们在感谢神之余，我们就会觉得说，我还活的时候，我想要做这个了。
Why a person will give thanks to God?
为什么一个人要称颂神呢？
Because he has been close to death and but did not die yet.
那么这个人绝对是非常靠近死亡，但是没死。
This psalm was written by David.
诗篇在这一篇里面是由大卫所作。
He wrote this psalm when he was hiding the pursuit of Saul, King Saul, in the wilderness of Judah.
那么大卫在写这篇诗的时间点，也就是他被扫罗追杀，躲在犹大旷野的时候。
At that time, David didn't even know he would survive today.
在那个时候，大卫并不晓得明天他到底看不能看到太阳了。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 20.
我们请看撒母耳记上二十章。
1 Samuel chapter 20 verse 3.
撒母耳记上二十章的第三节，撒母耳记上二十章第三节，大卫又启示说：“你父亲准知我在你眼前蒙恩，我心里说不如不叫。”他心里说：“不如不叫约拿单知道，恐怕他愁烦。我指着永生的神，又敢在你面前起誓，我离死不过一步。”
Here, at the end of the sentence, David said, "I is only one step from death."
在这边非常震撼的一句话，大卫说了：“我离死不过一步而已。”
The person next to you.
我们看坐在我们旁边的。
It's only one step away from you, right? If you just step your feet, you can step him.
所以换句话，坐在我们旁边的，如果我们伸脚一踩，就会踩到他的。
It cannot be closer.
换句话就是说，再近不过了。
Say with David, even though he was alive.
所以说在这里说，大卫虽然是活着。
But he knows that he was so close to death every day.
但是他知道每一天他的生命呢，离死就这么一步之差。
It's only one step ahead.
只有一步而已。
If not careful, he will die.
换句话，他一不小心呢，他很可能今天就要死了。
After he went through this,
当他经历过整整的这些困难之后
，When he lived, he was so thankful for every day.
所以当他觉得他能够继续活着，他真的每天感谢神。
So if a person has been really close to death, he will be very thankful for his life.
换句话，当一个人濒临死亡又回来的时候，他真的每天都会感谢神。
Personally, I experienced a couple of times.
那么我自己有亲身体验过几次。
Here the Bible tells us, if I am alive, I should raise up my hand and praise God.
这边告诉我们说，如果我还活着，我要奉你的名举手啊。
Maybe I've talked about it in the past, but every time I see people, I testify.
我也许上次之前有讲过，但是我每次看到人家就会想要做这个见证。
In the year 2001.
在2001年的时候。
November 8th.
11月8号
I and my wife was in Nigeria.
那么我跟我太太呢住在奈及利亚。
At the time we just newly married.
在那个时候呢，我们刚刚结婚呢。
Have no child yet.
那时候没小孩。
We stay in a member's house, stay in Nigeria for one whole month.
那么我们住在奈及利亚信徒的家里面大概一个月。
Nothing happened. We were smooth. We do the holy work.
那么一切都非常平安顺利，我们在那边做圣工。
Okay. November was the second time we went there.
那么那个年的十一月呢？那个十一月呢，是我们第二次去。
There was one night in Wednesday after the church service.
在星期三晚间聚会结束之后
，we go back to sleep.
我们就回睡觉了。
In the middle of the night,
就在半夜
，we heard a noise.
我们听到有声音。
In the outside the compound, people shouting.
那么在院子外面呢，有人在吵架的声音。
What happened?
到底发生什么事啊
？Actually, suddenly we find out there was a robber, a group of robber came in the house.
那么我们突然间发现说，原来有强盗闯进屋子里。
Maybe they noticed that there are some so-called white people in the house. They must have money.
那么他们也许知道说，哎，里面住的有白人，可以抢一些钱。
They think we are white. Actually, even they are yellow.
因为他们觉得看我们的肤色呢是白人的样子。
So they come in to break the window, enter the house.
所以他们破窗而入，跳进房子里面来。
They ask for money.
他们就要钱。
Of course, I give them all the money.
当然，我就把所有手边有的钱都给他了。
After the first one come asking for money, another one come for money.
第一个抢过之后，第二个又来。
Because they are not professional.
因为他们不是所谓的专业抢匪。
They just get it together.
他们就是凑在一块，然后来抢人家。
I told them I give you money already.
我告诉他说我已经给你钱了。
He didn't believe.
他不相信我。
They start to beat us up.
然后就开始打我们两个。
Beat our face.
然后打我们的脸。
Push me down.
而且把我压在地上。
Use the wood.He broke from the table, from the door.
那么他把门拆下来那个木头。
So slam on my back.
然后打我的背。
Wow, for one time, two times.
那么打了一次或两次。
I noticed if I keep on standing, let him to hit, I will die.
我知道说如果让他这样打下去了，我会死的。
So I lie down and pretend to be dead, not moving.
所以我就躺在地上装死了。
I know. But before that.
但在之前呢？
When he beat me.
当他打我的时候。
He used a knife.He used a knife, to put on my neck.
他用了一把刀，就架在我的脖子上。
He asked his boss.
他问他的所谓的头头了。
Should I kill him?
我是不是要把他这个人给杀了
？At that time, I prayed in my heart.
那时候我在心里祷告。
My mind is so peaceful.
我那时候觉得心里平安呢。
Lord, my life is on your hand.
我说主啊，我的生命就在你的手里。
And then the boss tell him, let's go.
那这个头头人就说，走了，走了，走了。
Because time has come.
因为时间到了。
At that time, they were chasing for my wife.
那个时候呢，他们正在抓，要追我太太。
They already beaten her.
他已经打她了。
There was one was trying to capture her.
那么其中有一个人就要抓她。
Almost to rape her.
差不多要强暴她了。
But thank God, the boss said go, and then they all go.
那么非常感谢神的那个头头就说，大家走了就都离开了。
So when I think about this.
所以当我回想这一段。
Every time when I was weak, I think about this.
每次我醒过来之后，我都想到这个。
Weak.
软弱的时候想到这个。
Sometimes I think about why I'm standing here today.
有时候我会想说，为什么我还能够站在这里
？If God does not allow you to live.
今天如果神不让我继续活着
，You don't even live one day.
我们一天都活不下来。
How can I tell God I'm busy?
我怎么能够向神说，哎，今天我太忙了
？How can I tell God I want to give up?
我怎么能告诉神说，哎，我要放弃了
？So just like David, he was so close to God.
所以今天我们看到说
，So close to death.
我们看到说，大卫说离死只有一步而已。
But also he was so close to God.
同样的，他也只有离神一步而已。
Because God has been.Keeping his life from death.
因为神已经保守他的生命。
I look at my family.
今天我看到我的家人。
If not God protect me and my wife that day.
如果今天神没有在那一天保守我跟我的太太。
Of course we die. We don't have children today, right?
那一天我们就要死了。那天也看不到我们这边可爱的小孩子。
We cannot do anything.
我们什么都不能做了。
There was another brother in America.
另外一个弟兄在美国另外一个弟兄。
His name is called李三宝。
另外一个弟兄叫李三宝。
He was a doctor. He was a professor in the university.
那么他是在大学里面的一个教授。
He was very famous.
很有名的教授。
In the past, he even translated for president of America.
在过去呢，他的翻译工作甚至帮 美国总统来担任翻译。
He translated for Carter, President Carter.
那么他帮美国总统卡特总统来翻译的。
Very successful in his academic career.
换句话呢，他在各式各样在这个行业里面非常的佼佼者的。
He is teaching in a university.
那么他在大学里面教书。
But one time after returning from China.
那么有一次呢，他从中国回来。
He suddenly have a very special, very different, very unique kind of pneumonia.
那么他在那次得了一种很特别的一种病。肺病。
The doctor don't know how to kill this pneumonia.
那么这样的特殊的肺病呢，在美国找不到药的。
His lung collapsed.
那么他的肺已经失去功能。
Maybe at that time that disease may be related to SARS. There's no cure.
那么在那个时候，也许他那个问题就是因为 SARS 的细菌所引起的。
We didn't never know.
那当然那个时候不知道。
So the disease was so critical.
那么在那个时间点非常的紧急。
The lung collapsed.
那么他的肺功能失去。
Deep coma.Deep coma,
叫做
昏迷了。
昏迷了。
Wow, his wife called everywhere, called all the local churches.
他在昏迷当中，他的太太呢，继续打电话给教会。
Please pray for my husband.
告诉教会说要为我的丈夫祷告。
My husband is dying.
那么我的先生就要死了。
Wow, the whole America, even Taiwan, pray for him.
所以全教会，包括台湾的教会呢，都为他祷告。
Wow, but thank God, miraculously, he recovered from his special disease.
那么。很感谢神，他就这种不明的疾病之后，他就痊愈了。
Afterwards, he understand.
之后呢，他终于了解。
It is God who keep me alive.
换句话，他了解说，神今天要保守我的生命。
So he retired early from the university.
也就是说，让他能够提早退休了。
Why?
为什么
？He could have teach until 70 years old.
他当然可以在教授的生涯里面做到70岁。
But now it's time to stop.
但是他觉得时间该要停了。
Let me keep some time for God.
他觉得说自己要留下一些时间要奉献给神的
Maybe work for the church,
能够为教会工作的
serve brother and sister,
能够为弟兄姐妹服侍的
Don't just care about my own academic success,
而是不是只有看到社会上的一些成功跟成就而已
He understand.
所以他了解了
So today, brother and sister,
所以今天的弟兄姐妹
If you encounter some very difficult, very dangerous situation,
今天在我们的生命里面在我们生活里面碰到了最紧急的重要关头的时候
But God let you survive.
今天神让我们活下来。
You have to always think about it.
我们必须要常常知道这一点。
Every time you're weak, you have to think about it.
每一次当我软弱的时候，我都要回想这一点。
Every time you have chance, you have to testify it.
每一次有机会的时候，我们要为主做见证。
You have to lift up the hands to God.
我们要能够举起双手呢，奉耶稣的名做见证。
Because you have to remember.
因为我们常常要记住这一点。
It is God who leave you, let you alive.
因为是神让我们活到今天
了。If you have not encountered anything danger.
今天如果我们一帆风顺的话。
Never encounter anything danger.
还没有碰到任何危险性。
It is God who keep you from danger.
那换句话，也就是神保守我们远离那危险。
God could have taken our life.
神可以很轻易的取了我们的生命。
But God let us to live.
相反的，神让我们活到现在。
Shouldn't we be living a thanksgiving and praising God every day?
根据这些理由，难道我们不用每一天过着一个感谢神的生活吗
？You know, we can only live once.
因为我们才能够活一次而已。
Some people live every day complaining.
我们听到有些人活着生，每一天都听到抱怨呐、
啊。Complain about the husband.
那么抱怨他的先生不好。
Complain about the wife.
抱怨他的太太不好。
Complain the children.
抱怨小孩子不好。
Complain the parent.
抱怨他的父母亲不好。
Complain about God.
抱怨神不好。
Every day complaining.
每一天的生活就是抱怨的抱怨。
If God listened to this kind of complaining,
如果神真的听了我们这种抱怨
，What will He say?
他要说什么
？I give you life, I keep you alive.
神会伤心的说：“我给你生命，让你活着。
”And every day you are complaining.
每一天你的反应就是抱怨。
Okay, I don't let you to complain anymore.
那么我可以让你不再抱怨了。
Do we want this?
我们是不是真的想这样的生活呢
？So why we are still alive is praise God.
所以今天我还活着的时候，就要能够称颂神。
Live every day a thankful life to God.
能够每天过着感谢神的生活。
Thirdly,
第三点。
While we are living, we have to find salvation.
我们还活着的时候，我们要能够找到救恩呐。
Let's turn to the book of Psalm, chapter 89.
我们请看诗篇八十九
，verse 48.
诗篇八十九篇的第四十八节。
Psalm 89:48.
诗篇第八十九篇四十八节，谁能长活免死，救他的灵魂脱离阴间的权柄呢
？Here tells us who can escape death and not die.
四十八节这边很明白告诉我们，谁能够脱离这死，然后没问题呢？
长活免死呢 ？You cannot.
没有人可以这样做的。
You can live, but one day you die.
是的，我们可以活着，但有一天一定会碰到死。
Yesterday, the newspaper come out. The oldest person on earth passed away.
昨天新闻告诉我们说，全世界最年长的人 死了。
You know, the oldest person and the dead person are only one step away.
那么最年长的人跟死去的人也不过也就一步之差了。
Maybe 112, 115, 118.
也许这个最长寿的活了112岁。
But nobody can escape death.
但是最后呢，还是不免于死。
The scientist has already told us.
科学家已经告诉我们。
Why we were born?
当我们出生的时候。
Our cells started to divide.
那么我们的细胞开始分裂。
The more the cell divide.
那么细胞分裂的越多。
The more we grow up.
那么我们就长得越来越大。
But our cell continue to divide.
但是继续这个细胞的分裂进行。
And then this is called the aging process.
那么换句话，就有所谓的衰老的现象出现了。
So actually, from the point we were born in this world.
今天我们看到婴孩出生的那一点。
Actually, we are one step every day, one step closer to the end.
从那一点开始呢，我们就是一步一步靠近那最终点了。
Even though we may look healthy.
也许我们看起来很健康，现在。
Maybe you go to the doctor say, oh.Please do a checkup, and the doctor say, "Oh, thank you. Wow, very happy. Congratulations. You everything you're fine. You're happy."
当我们去找医生做体检的时候，医生很高兴跟你讲说，哎呀，恭喜你啊，你真的很健康了。
Nothing happened.
你全身上下没有问题。
But 2 months later, the same doctor can tell you, "Oh, sorry, you have the end stage cancer."
但是呢，两个月之后，同样的医生也许会宣判你，你已经来到癌症末期了。
Why? 2 months ago, I come, I was healthy.
为什么两个月前我来的时候一切正常呢？
Because your body is programmed like this.
因为你的身体就是这样造的。
The secret program God already designed, God already programmed inside how long this body will last.
这样的造也就是神这样造我们已经放在里面，我们时间要到什么时候要停了？
Just like a light bulb.
就好像一个灯泡。
It was designed to be 5,000 hours.
那么这个灯泡。做的时候就是
5000个小时。Around that time, off, but any time you don't know. But around that period,
也就是说5000个小时之后，这个灯泡没用了。
But sometimes 1,000 hours can stop.
有时候1000个小时之后，这个灯泡就灭掉。
Only God knows what's the time.
只有神知道时间在哪里。
But we are not pessimistic.
但是我们不是说很负面的想法。
Why?
为什么
？Because this life is only a transitional period.
我们不是很悲观的想的，因为这个生命只是一个短暂的过渡期。
What should we do in this life?
今天我们在这过渡期当中要做什么？
While we are alive, we should find salvation.
今天我们活着的时候就要能够找到那救恩了。
Let's turn to John chapter 11.
我们请看约翰十一章。
John chapter 11, verse 25.
约翰十一章二十五节。
John 11:25.
约翰福音第十一章第二十五节，耶稣对他说：“复活在我，生命也在我。相信我的人，虽然死了，也必复活。”
26.
二十六节，凡活着信我的人，必永远不死。你信这话吗
？Here Jesus says，
主耶稣这里说了
，Resurrection on me, life is on me。
复活在我，生命也在我。
Life is on God。
是的，我们的生命都在神的手中。
Yes, even though your physical life may die，
也许我们的肉体生命结束了
，But your spiritual life continue。
但是我们属灵的生命继续。
The soul will never die。
灵魂是不会死的。
The flesh die, but the soul never disappear。
肉体会灭掉，但是这个灵魂不灭的。
So what is the solution?
结论是什么？
Verse 26.
解决方法是什么？二十六节。
Those who believe in me while he was alive shall receive life.
这里说到，凡活着信我的人，必永远不死。
You can only believe in God while you are alive.
今天我们要信主，只有在我们活的时候要信。
After you die, you cannot believe.
我们死了以后，我们已经没有办法再信。
Why?
为什么？
Because after you die, you are on the pulpit on the judgment day, at judgment seat.
换句话，在我们死的时候，已经盖棺论定，我们要面对的只是审判而已了。
And then you saw God judging us.
那我们就看到神在前面审判我们了。
And then you said, God, I believe you. Sorry.
那么我们在那个时候能够再向神说，哎，我这时候要来信你了。
I want to get baptized now.
我这时候要洗礼了。
God said too late.
神会告诉我们太晚了。
You cannot believe now.
现在已经太迟了。
Because you already see me.
因为你已经在我面前看我了。
I'm already judging you.
我已经在审判你了。
If you want to change, you should have changed while you are alive.
所以神会说，如果你要改变的时候，在你活的时候就要改变来信我。
And now it's too late.
现在已经太晚了。
But unfortunately, people living in this world today.
但是今天现在人的生活呢？
They only think about food, success, business, enjoyment.
他们只想到要吃什么、穿什么、玩什么、乐什么。
They think they're going to live forever.
因为他们觉得自己可以长生不老。
They think that oh, going to church, believing in Jesus, wait until I'm very old, maybe I have time, I will come.
很多人觉得说要信耶稣、去教会，哎，那个是我老的时候才做的事啊。
If I have nothing to do, one day I will come to try to listen.
啊，有一天如果我觉得生命很无聊的时候，也许我到教会去坐一坐吧。
You may not have chance.
也许在那个时候你已经没机会了。
So today, why we live?
所以今天说到我们还活着。
we should find salvation.
我们必须要想办法找救恩、啊、
If you have found salvation,
今天如果我们已经找到了救恩
then your purpose of this life has already achieved.
那么今天我们在找到了救恩，我们的生命就已经达到完成的地步。
目标
已经达到了。
You don't have to worry when it ends.
换句话，生命结束的时候，我们不用担心了。
Maybe 20 years old is end.
也许你结束在二十岁
，30 years old，
也许三十岁
，40 years old，
也许四十岁，不论你什么时候结束这个生命
，Sometimes our mind is so limited。
有时候我们的思想被限制住。
Oh, if a person die 90 years old, he's blessed by God。
我们会觉得说，那个人九十岁才去世，哎呀，他真的是神祝福啊。
Oh, that person 30 years old die, it's too pitiful。
那么这个人三十岁结束他的生命，哎呀，好可怜啊。
Even though he's a member, we cry so much。
那么虽然他是一个信徒，我们也觉得说，哎呀，好惋惜啊。
But in God's eyes。
在神的眼里呢
？If in your life you already find Jesus，
在神的眼里，如果今天的我们已经找到了耶稣
，already been baptized，
也已经受洗了
，already received the Holy Spirit，
也已经得圣灵了
，you have found the most meaningful thing in your life。
换句话，在我们的生命里面已经找到最有意义的目标了。
Your life anytime it can end。
换句话，在我们的生命里面，什么时候都可以结束了。
So、this is what the Bible tells us。
这是圣经要指导我们的。
So if you have not found salvation in your life，
今天我们如果还未找到生命里的救恩的时候。
I have not known Jesus yet.
还没有认识耶稣的话
I have not been baptized.
还没有受洗的话
I must receive the Holy Spirit.
还没有受圣灵的话
We have to work hard for that.
我们要为这样的目标来前进、啊
fourthly,
第四点
While we are alive, we should preach salvation.
当我们活的时候我们要来传扬神的救恩
Let's turn to Psalm 118.
我们请看诗篇118
118 verse 17.
诗篇118篇第十七节诗篇一百一十八篇第十七节，我必不至于死，仍要存活，并要传扬神的作为。
Here tell us if we are still alive, that it is God who let us alive.
今天我们在这边看到，我不至于死，是因为神让我存活。
We should have preaching. We have to let other people know about the salvation of God.
我们必须要努力的传扬神奇妙的作为跟他的救恩。
You yourself got saved.It is good, but it's not good enough.
今天我们已经被神所拣选救得到救恩了，但是还不够好。
Yes, you say, "Oh, I just got baptized last two weeks ago. I'm ready to die. To die now."
也许我们很开心的，上个礼两个礼拜前我才得到，我才受洗，所以很开心，生命已经非常满足了。
But we cannot say that.
但是我们还不能说。
If God allowed to us to live,
如果今天神让我们继续活着
，we have to continue make contribution.To the people around us.
我们必须要为我们四周人提出最好的贡献。
What is the best contribution?
今天我们说什么是最好的贡献
？Of course, some people say, "Oh, let me do charitable work."
有人会觉得说啊，做一些有意义的这个活动，义工啦。
Or go to pick up recycling plastic bottle.
或是帮环保局做一些环保工作啦。
Or fundraising for the flood victim.
啊，或是帮人家筹款啊，对救济灾民呢
？These are all very good work.
是的，上述的东西都很好。
But what is the most meaningful charitable work?
但今天我们反过来看，什么是最有最好最大的贡献呢
？Is to preach the gospel.
也就是要传扬福音、啊、
Because when you preach the gospel,
因为如果我一旦传扬福音
，If a person receives the gospel,
如果对方接到了这个福音
，His life will undergo fundamental changes.
那么这个人接到福音之后，他的生命要做彻底的改变。
If you give him food,
如果今天我们提供给他吃的
，to the hungry,
给这个饥饿的人吃的
，Yes, he's hungry, he eat your lunch.
他当餐觉得说，是的，我们很感谢你给我这样吃饱了。
The effect is one meal.
那么这个效果只有一餐而已。
Evening, he was hungry again.
晚餐的时候他又饿了。
It's meaningful.
是的，有意义。
But you cannot change his life.
但是你没有办法改变这个饥饿人的生命。
But if you give him Jesus,
但是今天如果我们告诉他耶稣的话。
He has Jesus in his heart.
他有耶稣在他的身里面。
Jesus will comfort him.
那么耶稣要自己来安慰这个人。
Guide him.
能够带领他。
Bless him.
祝福他。
Bring him to eternal heaven.
最后带他能够进入永生的天堂。
He fundamentally changes life.
换句话，这个饥饿的人已经从生命彻底改变。
So that's why the main reason for God to keep us alive here is to preach His salvation, preach His good deeds.
所以最重要的，神能够让我们还活着，就是要能够为他传扬福音呐。
You know, God really can take us all.
神可以一把把我们抓走
，right? God can say, "You already have salvation. You have been baptized. You receive Holy Spirit."
神看看我们都已经洗礼了，都已经受圣灵了，哎呀，该结束了吧
？God could have taken us all in one.
神可以一口气把我们全部通通带回去。
And we all enjoy in heaven, right?
那我们都可以在天堂享乐啦。
But why we are today? We have to live in this world.
但是今天我们为什么还坐在这边，活在这里，在现在生活里
？Because God wants to send us to tell the people about the good deeds of Jesus.
因为神的目的要能够派遣我们到外面去告诉人家神有多好。
Everywhere we go, we talk Jesus.
今天我们走到任何的角落，我们都要说耶稣有多好。
To testify for Jesus.
能够为耶稣来做见证。
That is the main purpose.
这就是最大的目标啊。
Sometimes we forgot this purpose.
啊，有时候我们把这个目的给忘了。
We just wait, oh, waiting, waiting. One day I go to heaven.
有时候我们觉得说，哎，就等着吧，反正我什么都有了，就到天堂就好。
But we do very little.To tell people about Jesus.
换句话，在我们生活里面，我们很少把福音传给别人了。
So we have to do this.
我们今天还活着，就要做这样的事情。
Tell people about the deeds of our God.
然后告诉别人说耶稣的作为。
Continuing.
然后继续。
While we live, we have to live a meaningful life, helping people.
那么我们要过一个有意义的生活，就是能够帮助别人。
Let's turn to the Book of Psalm.
我们请看诗篇。
Book of Psalm, chapter 9.
诗篇第
Sorry, the Acts chapter 9.
使徒行传第九章
Acts chapter 9.
使徒行传的第九章
36.
使徒行传九章三十六节
Acts chapter 9, verse 36.
使徒行传九章三十六节，在约帕有一个女徒，名叫大比大，翻西利尼话，就是多加。她广行善事，多施周济。三十七节。当时他患病而死，有人把他洗了，停在楼上。三十八节，吕大原与约帕相近，门徒听见彼得在那里，就打发两个人去见他，央求他说：“快到我们这里，我们那里去，不要单言。”三十九节，彼得就起身与他们同去。到了，便有人领他们上楼，众寡妇都站在彼得旁边哭，拿多加与他们同在时所做的里衣外衣给他们看。
好 ，Here tell us that there was a female, there's a sister disciple. His name is called Dorcas.
这边说到有一个女门徒呢，叫多加。
When he died, many people mourned for her.
当他去世的时候，这边说到说很多人都哭了。
Why people mourn for her?
为什么大家都为她的死而哭呢
？If you have no relationship with the person, if you have no connection with the person, if you die, you'll not cry for her.
换句话，如果人什么一个人在生前什么都不做，也跟人家不好的话，这个人去世大概没有人会哭的了。
You have no relationship.
换句话，没有关系的话。
I went to many funerals.
我去过很多的这个丧礼。
You know, in the funeral home, there are people working in the funeral home.
我们看到丧礼的时候，都有许多人流泪。
Many people working in the funeral.
很多人在那边工作。
They are the funeral director. They are the receptionist people there.
我们看到在那边有工作人，有接待的，有工作，有这些指导人员。
Every day they receive two or three funerals.
每一天这些人呢都。可能见到两三个丧礼
，But when they see other people having funeral，
但是他们是帮看到人家举行丧礼。
They look sad, they look solemn, but they never cry。
是的，他们看起来脸部没有表情，但他们绝对不会掉眼泪。
Why？
为什么
？Because it's your family die, it's not his family。
因为是你的家人去世，不是他的家人。
He feel not, they don't feel the sorrow。
换句话，他们看到了也没什么感觉。
But if it's our own family pass away,
但是今天如果是我们自己的亲人去世
，you think about a person.
我们想想这个人。
Wow, it means so much to me when he was alive.
我们会想到这个人呢，生前的时候对我来说非常有很大意义的。
And then you really, really feel sad about his living.
那么从心里面就觉得说，哎，他的离世呢，真的让我们觉得难过。
Here tell us this Dorcas, when she passed away, many people mourn for her.
这里说到这个女徒多加去世的时候，有许多人为她流泪啊。
Why?
为什么
？Verse 36.
三十六节。
Because while she was alive, he was doing many good deeds and helping people.
因为她活着的时候呢，她广行善事，而且常常救济贫穷。
She does not only preach the gospel.
她不只是传道理而已。
She not only say, "Oh, believe in Jesus. Jesus help you. Jesus bless you."
她并不是只是告诉人家说来信主啊，主要祝福你啊。
Oh, have faith in God.
那么要对主有信心呐、啊。
Pray hard.
然后要多祷告啊。
And then he go home.
然后他就回去了。
No, it's not like that.
她不是只有这样。
She was a very loving member.
她是一个非常有爱心的信徒。
The Bible never say she was a very rich person.
圣经里面并没有告诉我们说他是一个很有钱的人。
Bible tells us she was very generous.
但是圣经告诉我们他是广行善事，很有爱心的人。
People need help, she helped them.
他看到人要帮助，他就去帮助。
Here tells us at that time there were many widows.
这里说到说有许多的寡妇知道。
In the church,
在教会里面了。
You know, at that time, 2,000 years ago, many people die young, so there were many widows.
在2000多年前呢，很多年轻人去就这样死掉了，所以留下很多寡妇啊。
Widows are very pitiful.
寡妇是一个在生活里面是可怜的。
They have no husband.
他们已经失去了丈夫。
No financial gain.
他们没有办法有经济来源。
Maybe sometimes the widows have children.
有时候这些寡妇还要带着小孩子。
Live a very tough life.
换句话，生活对他们来说是痛
you know,
是困难的。
Women love new clothes.
女人都喜欢新的衣服。
So all the sisters sometimes go shopping, right? Buy new clothes for yourself.
那么我们看到姐妹们出去买东西，多半也都看到一些新的衣服。
Even in the closet, many clothes, but always lacking one.
打开衣橱里面许多的衣服，总是觉得哎，我就少一件。
Sometimes cannot even finish wearing it.
有时候呢，选了半天呢，不知道要穿哪一件。
This widow is very poor, not even money to buy new clothes.
但是这边说到的寡妇呢，可怜到没有钱去买新的衣物。
Hey, Dorcas, look at them.
多加看到了。
Don't say anything.
多加不说什么话。
Use her own hands to make new clothes to give to all the widows.
多加用自己亲手做的衣服呢，来给这些寡妇穿。
So what kind of love is she?
所以我们可以看到她的心里面多大的爱。
She was not a rich person.
她不是一个有钱人。
If she is rich, she can, oh, I give you money, you buy new clothes.
也许她有钱，她会说，来，寡妇给你钱吧，你去买吧。
I make one for you.
但是呢，她是我帮你做一件。
So every widow have her new clothes.
所以每一个寡妇都穿着她新做的衣服。
So when Dorcas died,
所以当多加死的时候呢
，all the widows bring the clothes, show Peter.
所以每一个寡妇来到彼得面前哭，为什么？他说这些衣服都他做的嘞。
She has so much love.
看到这个衣服就感觉到多加的爱了。
So please pray for her.
所以要为她代祷。
And of course, Peter prayed for her.
当然，我们看到彼得紧接下来就为她祷告。
And because of this,
也因为这个样子
，God resurrected Dorcas.
也因为这个样子呢，神。让多加复活了。
Why?
为什么
？Maybe God wants her to do more good works.
也许神要多加复活之后做更多有意义的事情。
But sometimes we think about one thing.
但是有时候我们要想一件事。
When we die, who will cry for us?
当我们死的时候，谁要为我们而哭
？They cry for what?
他们哭什么
？If we die.
如果今天我们死了。
Yeah, people may shed tears. Yes, we know that they go to heaven.
是的，有人会觉得说，有人会哭，会知道说，他们去天堂了。
But when you think about a person.
但是如果我们想一个人
，When he or she was alive，
当这个人还活着的时候
，He helped me so much。
因为当这个人活的时候，他帮我很多
，He cared for me so much。
他照顾我很多
，Really missing the person。
我们会觉得他去世，觉得很惋惜。
Then his life was meaningful。
那么这个人就真的有他生命的意义了。
So why a person was alive? Why we were alive? We must do something that people can remember us。
所以今天当我们还活着的时候，我们要做一些有意义的事情，让人家记得了。
So that when we die, people can remember, oh, so and so did something so meaningful to me.
所以当我们死去的时候，去世的时候呢，有人会记得说，这个人真的之前有帮助过我。
When I was in need, he comforted me.
因为当我有需要的时候呢，他真的来我这边安慰我。
When I was broke, he helped me substantial help.
当我破产的时候呢，他真的来到我面前呢，帮助我。
When I'm lonely.He be with me.
当我寂寞的时候，他真的来到了面前，跟我一起作伴。
So when we are alive, we should do these things.
所以换句话，当我们还活的时候，我们要多做这样的事情。
That people can remember us.
那么这样人家就会记得。
But of course, it's God who remembers us the most.
但是重点是神记得我们最多了。
So every day we live in this world.
所以今天我们每一天活在这个世界上。
Yes, our body will pass away.
我们的身体会就这样慢慢不见了。
Our soul will go back to heaven.
我们的灵魂要回到天堂。
But what will people remember you for?
但是今天人要记得我们什么呢
？You can leave the clothes that you made for the people.
是的，我们可以把过去帮人家做的衣服留下来，留给人家。
They will keep it.
他们会留着，他们会很爱你。
So.All these things we have to do it while we are alive.
要做这些事情都是必须是我们还活着的时候。
One day we pass away.
有一天我们
we don't have chance anymore.
有一天我们去世之后呢，我们没有机会了。
Let's sing hymn 466.
我们请唱诗466首。